art, comedy, pop culture, and much more. You're listening to ACPN.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Hey guys, this is Podcast Rob.
Hey, and it's James Hatton, and this is What We Would Have Done. This is a new thingy where we are going to take a popular thing, or a thing we like anyway, TVs, movies, books, doesn't really matter, and we're going to tell you guys, other than how it was already done, we're going to tell you how we would have done it. It's sort of, do you want to explain it better than that?
No, I mean, typically it's probably something that we thought could have been done better or that we didn't exactly enjoy the way it was originally done, hence why we're giving you our opinion on what we would have done to possibly make it a different and better outcome. I don't necessarily know that we would do it for something that we really enjoyed.
I don't know. I think that there might be something enjoyable about that, but that's for
maybe.
The future.
Hey, we're going to take something we really liked and fuck it all up. That's yep. I mean, that's an option. But
Danny Ocean and all of them die.
Yeah, right. Tonight we are kicking this first trial run of this episode off with a kind of rehash of the first episode that we did ever for The End, way back like two and a half years ago. We are going to talk about what we would have done for Dexter.
Dun dun dun. Yeah, and I know personally speaking, I dove in. I did a couple episodes, did a rewatch, and then sort of dove in towards the last episode. I tried to keep as much intact. I think I sort of flubbed around little bits and massaged things to make them fit. But I think I got a story for us.
Okay. Another reason that we're kind of going into Dexter for this, too, is because, A, I think we both didn't like the way this series ended. I'm not really
Correct.
Sure there was many people who did like the way this series ended. And, B, if you did not know and were not aware, they are doing another season.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about it. Is it a season or is it like a little mini-series?
Yes.
Okay.
They're calling it a limited run, but it's listed on IMDb and other sources as a season 9. Mm-hmm. So, there's no word as of yet as to where it's going to pick up, whether it's going to be in Oregon or wherever.
Alaska or...
But,
the Yukon.
We are going to be getting another set of episodes, I'll say that, and the main crew, from what I've heard, is going to be coming back into the fold.
Which is going to be weird for Deborah.
Well, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's... Well, I will say, I don't know about yours, but I can say for mine that if you do not remember the nuances of how Dexter ended, short version is him and his lady, or him and Hannah, are going to fly with Harrison off to Argentina, but he has to stop Saxon. He decides not to stop Saxon because he's giving up on his dark, wicked ways. He calls in Deb. Deb gets shot and ultimately dies of complications. He drops her body off in the river in the ocean for some reason, and then leaves his kid with Hannah to go to Argentina, and he disappears last seen as a red-bearded lumberjack somewhere in the cold.
Yes.
God damn, yeah. It's so bad. You want to start us off with, I mean, what would you have done?
I'm going to actually pass it to you to kick us off, because you went a little bit deeper from your explanation and from what I understand.
Yeah, I mean,
mine is a little bit more simplistic. I'm not going to say simplistic. I'm sorry. It's a little bit more, I think, I'll use the term straightforward, but that's not to take away from what you did and what your proposal is. It's just you kind of went back a couple episodes, and I think you went a little bit deeper into some of the penultimate episodes, where mine really just kind of changes that final episode going forward. So I'd rather let you get your in, because you sound like you have more meat on the bone for it.
And this is going to be one of those things that I'm interested in seeing as we evolve this premise, because I notoriously, as we've seen in prior episodes where we fantasy book things, is I sort of, my writer brain takes over and I'm like, but wait, I could tie in this thread or it could have gone like this. Okay. So the only thing that we have to adjust from episode 11, which is the episode prior to the final episode, is Dexter does not kill Saxon because he doesn't have to. I'm sorry. That actually does happen. I'm sorry. I'm trying to read through my notes here. So, Dexter is standing with Saxon. All of this stuff that occurs about him losing his dark passenger and it's gone and he's just an everyday average schmuck now who just is really good at serial killers. It's not who Dexter should be. Because that's the moment, that the turning moment when he's sitting there with Saxon on the table, tarps set up everywhere. We need Dexter to be a serial killer. It's fine, he's evolved, but he's still like sociopathic. If you're a sociopath, you don't just gain emotions. So he's standing with Saxon in the kill room and he kills him. He's going to kill him. The only thing we need to do here is, because what happens in the original is he calls Deb to take over the case. So in this instance, I still need Deb there because I still need her to be influenced in this moment. So my presumption here is that Deb shows up. Clayton's behind. I need Clayton there because without that, Clayton's story just sort of ends with no purpose. Clayton needs to die. So assume that Dex and Deb, they're saying goodbye, or she's trying to convince him not to kill Saxon, or she's trying to convince him to turn him over, and he says no, and he's going to do it his way. All that matters is that Clayton pulls up as Deb pulls away, goes to see what's going on, tries to let Saxon out, and Saxon kills him. The same way it happens in the actual original episode.
Dexter kills Saxon, or Saxon kills Dexter?
No, I'm sorry. Saxon kills Clayton.
Okay.
And now Dexter stumbles in on this scene and he's now stuck because he kills Saxon, but he has the bodies of Saxon and Clayton there. He is now intrinsically related to a good guy and a bad guy in a kill room, dead. There's nothing he can do. So, he doesn't have a ton of time. He's tickets to go to Argentina. His plan was to get out of there. Now he just needs to go. So he packs up what he can, cleans up whatever he can in that room, but ultimately he's leaving these two bodies in the middle of this broken down hospital. As per the actual episode, Dexter, Hannah, and Harrison go to the airport. But now Dex is paranoid. He's nervous. He's looking over his shoulder. He knows that he is as close to ever at being caught because of Clayton being dead, and eventually somebody's going to go look for him, and he doesn't know whether he told anybody where he was going. He knows that he saw that he was following Deb. Like, there's this whole intricate plot. And then he sees Elway, who is out scoping for Hannah. Okay, let me find my notes here. Right. And this inherent calm takes over Dexter. And then he realizes, holy shit, the dark passenger has returned. Like, I got this. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know what I do. Who's that passive nervous guy? Fuck that. No. We jump to Deb gets to Miami PD and she sees that everyone is silent. Everything's quiet. Everybody's hunched over these televisions. It's a tome. And it's a video that they're all staring at of Saxon admitting to killing, what's her face, Cassie, and admitting to killing his mother and admitting all that. But also announcing quite abruptly that it is Dexter Morgan that killed him. Flashback to Hannah, Dexter, and Harrison at the airport. This is where Elway sees him, and he books it. This is where we have a huge chase now. Through the airport, Elway's chasing Dexter, Hannah, and Harrison. He's trying to call in cops. He's trying to call in feds. Elway's trying to call in whoever he can. Dexter, Hannah, and Harrison get out. He drops Hannah and Harrison off at the bus as per the actual episode. Whether the scene with Elway happens, doesn't really matter. They're gone for now. Dexter, in his rush, he's now got his like go bag. He's in his boat. And he's on his way. He gets a call from Deb begging him. She's begging him to give up. They know what happened. She can't hide it anymore. She can't lie for him. She's back at Miami PD and they're asking way too many questions for her, for his son. He needs to give himself up. We then pull back and we see that the rest of the PD are listening. This is all being recorded and through, you know, TV shenanigans, they realize he's on his boat. Whether they can hear seagulls or the waves or whatever, they just know he's on the boat. This is where we fade to black. Next, fade up as they find the boat. Very similar to the end of the show where the boat is missing. Or I'm sorry, the boat is empty. Maybe it's just bobbing in the ocean and they think maybe it's the hurricane. Again, and we end with Deb just staring out at the ocean, wondering where Dexter is. And that's it. There doesn't need to be anything more. He isn't a guilty lumberjack. We don't know if he's in Argentina. We don't know where Hannah ended up with Harrison. Dexter disappears into the night. And that's so we can have another movie, or we can have another series, or we can flash forward 10 years where he's old with 6 kids. It doesn't matter. It stops him from being the namby-pamby wuss-puss that he was at the end of this show where he just sits in his lonely guilt. He kills one more guy, realizes that the heat is too tight, as it should have been fucking 4 seasons ago, and he disappears in the night. The end.
Okay, it's an interesting take.
Thanks. I just like the idea that I don't mind Dexter being on the run, and I don't mind them finding out. I think the whole series is built around him hiding his secret, and I think his secret needs to be revealed. I wrote ideas where like he's on his knees with his hands behind his head as the cops got guns to him, but I didn't like the idea of like the end of the show him getting caught. I think the best way for Dexter to the story to go on is for realization to strike. Sure, he may be public enemy number one, but if they ever figure shit out, he only killed bad guys for the most part. So, yeah. And then there's the Clayton thing, but I don't think there needs to be a resolution to Dexter. I think it's better that way. That's me, though.
Okay. I like it. It's got a certain amount of poetry to it where he does, like, the one thing that I really didn't like about the end was that it just felt like so many characters' personalities and motivations were force written to change to fit the narrative ending that they wanted to give.
Yeah.
And apparently, according to, so I would, while you were, giving us your take on what you would have done. Mm-hmm. I was pulling up some info on what the season 9 thing is supposed to be. It's very hush hush. What we do know is that Michael C. Hall is back in the titular role, and the showrunner from seasons 1 through 4 is back to run season 9, which is good. because okay, yeah. Season 4, Trinity Killer, is widely renowned as probably the best Dexter season that's out there.
Hands down.
He had a very different take on how he wanted the show to end. He originally envisioned the final scene of Dexter as we you know, however the show gets there, was Dexter basically either in the electric chair or about to get the injection, and the curtains open for the audience, you know, to see the audience on the other side of the glass. And it's all the other killers that he had killed up till now. And the audience would come to the realization that everything that we've seen, it's almost a Saint Elsewhere-ish kind of thing. But everything that we've seen is Dexter's life flashing before his eyes as he's about to get executed.
Oh, interesting.
Which is an interesting take. I think while it's interesting to read about it, I don't necessarily know that it would have gone over well with the audiences as another, oh, look, it's a fucking dream sequence bullshit thing again.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Mine didn't rewrite a whole lot of what we've already seen. I mean, there were some really deep lows after season 4, season 8 probably being the biggest of them.
Is that where the kiss happens?
Well, season 8 is just the whole last thing. The whole just garbage. I had things a little bit differently. I had Deb not dying. So
agreed.
Deb makes it out of the hospital. Gunshot wound, sure, cool, but she recovers. She gets released from the hospital. She gets to Miami Metro right as Dexter is doing the conversation that he has where he goes to kill. He says, I'm going to stab you with this pen.
Oh, yes.
The things that we've always come to the conclusion of with Dexter is that he's always... I don't remember any season where there has been a threat from Dexter's prey. Like, Dexter, it never felt like Dexter has stalked somebody and they have had the upper hand. Even when it was written that they may have had the upper hand and there might be danger for Dexter, you never in a million years thought, Dexter's not going to beat this guy. You know, maybe with Trinity a little bit, it was a little bit of, you know, touch and go, but that's because of how well Lithgow played him and how well that season was written.
And to your point, I would say that there's always been more of a threat that Dexter is protecting other people. He's always safe, but other people aren't.
Sure.
So I'm with you.
But what we what I had come up with, give me one second here while I pull up my notes.
Surely, surely.
What I had here is... we get to... I'm just looking for the name of the, who is the bad guy that he was
hiring? Saxon.
Saxon. Yeah, yeah. So he's in the room, he's in the interrogation room with Saxon. And Deb rolls up in Miami Metro, tries to find Dexter, can't find him because he's in the room. The fight pretty much goes the way it did in the series finale, with the exception that Dexter ends up not killing Saxon, but it goes the other way. He goes to stab Saxon in the neck, doesn't quite get him in the jugular, fight ensues. Saxon kills Dexter with the pen in interrogation room.
Okay.
Okay? So, of course, the audience watching going, well, we know Dexter's not going to die, so it can't be a lethal wound. Deb finds out Dex is in the room with Saxon and is like, what the fuck, is he crazy? Busts into the room to see Dex lying there in a puddle of blood, Saxon lying, standing there, now in shock that he's been busted in on. Like, who's this person? Deb pulls out service revolver, bap, 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 kills Saxon.
Okay.
Just right there, cold blood, boom.
Yep, and that fits character.
Looks up, realizes that the camera has been recording everything, looks down, sees Dex lying there, goes through the whole thing, checks pulse, CPR, blah, 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 blah. Dex flatline, no coming back. Zayas, Joey, all the rest of them come running in. What the hell happened? Deb on the fly. She found out Dex was in the room with Saxon, was concerned for his safety, came running in just as Saxon attacked Dexter. Deb had to shoot him, blah, blah, blah. Basically confides in Joey during all the chaos, because Joey's still kind of nuts about her. Mm-hmm. This is how it really went down. Gets Joey to help her get the tapes and destroy those tapes that showed her just kind of walking in and cold blood capping him at the end. She goes home, tries to deal with it all. She's losing her fucking mind because she's lost Dex. She killed Saxon in cold blood, blah, 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 blah. And then Dexter says to her, it wasn't really your fault. And she freaks out, looks over. Dex is sitting on the couch next to her.
Ah.
The whole series has been Dex trying to pretend he's a quote-unquote regular human while being the type of person that he is and being a cop. This can transform the series into Deb filling Dexter's role, because mm-hmm. Deb has come to the realization through knowing Dexter and finding out what he's done that there really is a place for somebody like that in their world. And Dex becomes Deborah's dark passenger, but helping her mitigate it. Whereas Dex was having a hard time being a regular person, Deb is having a hard time being the Dexter person that Miami apparently needs.
Right.
Because Dex was doing some sort of service, even though it was a gruesome and horrible and brutal one. So maybe not so much a dark passenger as a light passenger, because he's trying to help her through the hard time that she's having, because mentally I'm sure she can see, okay, I get it. It's a thing that he was doing and it was working, but I don't really know that this is me.
Sure.
And clearly she got to a point where she capped Saxon in my interpretation of it. So Dex kind of helps her get there again each time it's needed, and yet help her mentally deal with what she's just done. So Dexter, quote-unquote, continues on as the dark passenger version, so he becomes her Harry that Harry was to him. And Deb now continues kind of the role, which takes any quote-unquote heat off of Dexter, because the things are still happening. You know what I mean? If the victims are still coming around and slowly Miami PD is coming upon them after the fact, but Dexter is gone, then maybe he wasn't, you know, the Bay Harbor Butcher. Mm-hmm. Because these killings are still happening. But now it's Dexter helping Deb get away with them.
I like the sort of legacy aspect of that quite a bit. I don't know whether the world would like... I mean, because I enjoyed Deb, but I know a lot of people can't stand her as a character. I think that would be your biggest concern, is the world fucking... the world that can't stand her. But I do like the idea. It keeps the show as Dexter. It keeps a focus on... C. Anthony Hall, because he deserves it. He's an excellent actor. Doesn't ditch him in the show, but it also changes the whole dynamic of the series. And still there are other Dexter-related questions to fill in about Harrison and Hannah and all them. That's fun. That's a fun evolution of the story.
I mean, I think it would be interesting, because it keeps Dexter as Dexter, but from, for lack of a better phrase, the other side of the camera, because he's not doing it himself.
But and
him and Deborah always had such good interactions, especially when they were frustrated with each other,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I can see, you know, some dude saran wrap and strapped to a table and, you know, Deb picking up a hammer, and then Dexter just showed up going, no, use the scalpel. What the fuck difference does it make, Dex? We're going to kill him anyway. You don't understand. Listen, you've never done this before. I've done this a lot. Maybe listen to the guy who's done this before. And like, I can just see them having those kind of interactions while the killer is, while the victim is lying there going, who the fuck is she arguing with? What the hell is going on? You know, and she's having a mental breakdown because she's being critiqued by her dead brother who did this as more than a hobby. And this is only her third time kind of thing. I can just see those interactions kind of being not only fun for the viewer, but something that the actors could really chew on in those kind of situations.
And it does a, it does an interesting thing with the mythology of the dark passenger. In the books, it's actually like a spirited thing. In the show, it's been this sort of force that's present and gone, but it's, is it just your id? Like, what is it? I like that in this, we're still not given an answer, but it tastes like the spirit of Dexter lives on. Like, whether or not it's Deb dealing with the loss of her brother, you can make that argument, whether she's just gone off the deep, or now that he's dead, he's taken the Harry piece, he's evolved into Harry, so he's chosen Deb as his vehicle. Like, that's, there's a bunch of coolness in there.
Thank you. I thought it was pretty cool. It would put a new twist on that whole dark passenger thing in the respect that I'm pretty sure that somewhere in the later seasons, it came to Dexter's realization that Harry wasn't really Harry and Harry wasn't really some sort of spirit of Harry guiding him through, but it was a part of Dexter's brain just kind of manifesting itself as Harry to talk to him.
Right.
Whereas this would be something decidedly different. Is this a part of Deb's brain talking to her as Dexter? Is this, you know, Dexter actually as a, you know, as a thing in and of himself? I think it would be interesting because we already know what Harry was to Dexter. So when Deb first sees that, it would be interesting to be like, oh shit, is she doing this to herself now? Or is something else really weird happening here?
And her talking to, the cop who's sweet on her, whose name eludes, Joey, like, you know, I'm seeing my brother. I'm talking to him every night, and Joey just thinks this is grief.
Exactly. Well, you know, that's going to happen. People deal with their emotions in their own way. And she's like,
no, you fucking asshole. Exactly. This is my brother.
Yeah. No, you fucking piece of shit. That's exactly how Deb would be would do it.
So that is how we would have rebooked Dexter if we had been given the pen. I mean, number one, what would you have done with Dexter? Number two, are there any shows out there that you think deserve the something treatment? Where can they tell all of us that, Rob?
You can find everything something over at somethingcast.com. All of our RSS feeds for our podcast catchers that you can find us on, how to email us, stuff that you can buy from us, either through Really Shameless Vinyl or through Scratch the Surface or our various TeePublic T-shirt shops. All of that can be found over on somethingcast.com. Go check out the website. Give us a follow on Twitter. Give us a review and a rating on iTunes. You can find all that through the website because that does help us get seen by more eyes on iTunes, and that helps us grow the show more, and that helps us bring you better and bigger and cooler content. So let us know what you thought of this episode. Go check out the website. I think that's all I have. How about you there?
The only other thing I want to say is this is yet again us trying out a new premise. We have a bunch floating in the fishbowl that you'll be seeing soon. So tell us what you thought about this idea and whether you want to see more of it going forward as we collect new projects and concepts.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Go right ahead.
No. You do it.
Until next time, I am Podcast Rob.
And I'm James Atten.
We will catch you next time. See you. Some
something, something, something.
Okay, here we go.